He is Robert Murray, currently the new Milwaukee Brewers beat writer for The Athletic. Robert, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about how you got the Brewer gig at The Athletic.
Yeah, so I was working with FanRag Sports, and the company sold, and I was out of a job. And the next day, I ended up getting a phone call from Ken Rosenthal recruiting me to The Athletic, and a couple of interviews later, and here I am today.
That's pretty darn impressive. Rosenthal gives you a call. I read a little, I think I saw a story, something that you had approached him a few years ago and kind of burned his ears to get some information about the business. Is that correct?
Say that again, please.
That you met Rosenthal a few years ago and kind of sat down, talked with him, and got some ideas, some tips, and got to know him that way?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I met him at the winter meetings, and we ended up really building a relationship there. And, I mean, we stayed in touch a little bit. I mean, not a lot, but a little. And I got to really know him through John Heyman, who I worked with at FanRag.
Okay.
And that relationship just blossomed. And, yeah, it's been a journey of a lifetime.
So now how's your life changed with the Brewers? You're from Sheboygan, correct? Sheboygan Falls?
That's correct. Yeah, so I have to make an hour trip down there every day.
That's kind of nice.
That's less than ideal.
Are you going to like regularly like go to games then and go to all training camps, stuff like that? I mean, how's your daily life changed with this job?
My life has changed just because I have to go down there every day. I went down there yesterday for a voluntary workout, and there was only five players there, and I got to talk to those players. And I'm going to be there for every home game. I'll travel with the team on most road trips as well. So, I mean, I went from being a guy that was basically stationary in Sheboygan to traveling to Milwaukee and traveling throughout the U.S. And it's a pretty cool journey.
Well, it's a good team to deal with, especially right now. Can I talk a little bit about the fact, okay, they missed out on the Manny Machado deal. So the rumblings are Brian Dozier. Is that what you're seeing or thinking, or what is the next step for Milwaukee? Because they have to make a move of some kind for either their middle infield or their starting pitching, and maybe even for the relief pitching as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, they are going to be interested in a guy like Dozier, but I also could see them being interested in a player like Whit Merrifield with the Royals. I think they're going to have an eye on a lot of different players, but I think they're going to really key in on those two. I know as a fact they're interested in Merrifield, and multiple sources tell me they have strong interest in Merrifield.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're going to be able to get that done just because the asking price is going to be really high, but I would expect them to really focus in on those two.
The thing that's interesting to me about the Merrifield deal is he's the kind of guy they would get because he's not just a rental. He's got some time left on him. But the fact that Keston Hira is not that far away, what do they do with Hira when he's ready to come up? They'll be all clogged. Unless Merrifield can move to short, the other option is Hira moves to the outfield, but that outfield's crowded.
Yeah, exactly. It would leave them with a really crowded little situation in the infield and the outfield as well. And it could also leave them to make it would allow them to have room to make a unique deal, maybe in this kind of a year, maybe next year, where they deal from their major league team and get prospects as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, David Stearns has really built this team well, and I give him a lot of credit because this team really had no talent the last couple of years. So, I mean, from dealing from a point of luxury now is a nice problem to have.
What is your thoughts on the rumblings of Stearns, speaking of Stearns, and going to New York, I believe it was?
Yeah, John Heyman reported that. That is something that is a possibility from what I understand, but I would also say it's extremely unlikely. I don't think that has any real chance of happening, but I know the Mets are interested, and as they should be.
And it makes sense because I believe he grew up a Mets fan or grew up in the New York area or something like that, so that all the pieces fall into place in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, let's say he does end up leaving. The Brewers have a couple of internal candidates to replace him. One is Ray Montgomery, who is a very respected executive, and another is Matt Arnold as well, who is, I believe, their assistant general manager. So, I mean, if he does leave, they'd be in decent shape, but that would obviously be a huge blow losing him, but that shouldn't happen.
Tell me what your thoughts now about, it seems like this year is a carbon copy of last year. Milwaukee starts out strong, Cubs start out less than expected, and then right around All-Star break, boom, it all switches. The slump that Milwaukee ended the first half in, is that something that you were able to carry over? Is it pretty much a done deal in your mind that Milwaukee at best is a wild card and the Cubs are going to run away with this? Or where do you think they fit and how could it change?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's a done deal that the Brewers are going to be a wild card team, but obviously the stretch into the All-Star break was less than ideal. I mean, you saw how they struggled. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was expecting to ask them yesterday about those struggles, and instead I had asked them about Josh Hader, and that's a huge distraction.
Right.
I mean, the players are saying that they know the kind of person he is. But, I mean, that's a distraction. And I wonder if that's going to affect the team at all. Craig Counsell said he doesn't believe it will do so. But I'm really interested to see if it actually does have an effect on the field.
I was going to ask you that because I don't know. I've never dealt with Josh Hader in that. But something like this hitting a young kid all of a sudden and nationwide, I mean, pretty much wherever he's going to go now, he's going to get booed when he comes out. He's a bit of a pariah in many people's eyes. There are people that are calling for him to cut him right now and all. So I'm wondering how it's going to affect his performance. And then the next question is, will he be kind of babied a little bit as far as how they bring him back into the fold and bring him back into action? Or are they going to put him right back in a heated situation and then not worry about the psyche?
Yeah, no. That's one thing that teammates are really interested in is how the team handles it with his pitching. And I believe they're going to continue to have or they're going to continue to use him as they were using him before. And Counsell kind of referenced that yesterday. He didn't outright say it. But how he handles this, both professionally and personally, will go a long ways in determining how his career goes. And that's something I never would have expected coming out of the All-Star break, just because he's such a dominating force. And I've gotten to know Hader over the last 2 years at spring training, and he's been nothing but humble, and he's one of the nicest guys in the clubhouse. And seeing those tweets was just a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not the kind of person he is, today. And teammates backed that up yesterday, but the shock and disappointment, confusion was real from his teammates as well.
Talk a little bit about the rest of the National League and how you kind of see it. We're at the midway point here. How you see it maybe unfolding over the next couple of months? It's much more exciting than the American League, which seems to almost be a done deal across the board. But kind of run through the divisions and where you see things finishing out.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start off in the East. I think that's going to be between the Phillies and the Braves, and I do believe the Phillies end up winning that division because I believe they're going to end up adding a bigger piece at the deadline. It's not going to be Manny Machado, who they were very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them adding a player like maybe a Mike Moustakas or someone along those lines. So I'll say the Phillies win that division. I'll say the Cubs win in the Central. I think that's going to be a closer race than it was last year, but I ultimately believe that they're going to win the division. And then in the West, I mean, you can't really go wrong with the Dodgers right now. They have all that talent on their team, and they add Machado. And they're going to also add 1 to 2 relievers from what I understand. So, I mean, their shopping is not done, but I would believe those three are the really heavy favorites at this point. And then maybe it'll probably end up being the Brewers and or the Diamondbacks or Rockies or and the Braves or for the wild card spot. So I would say that's going to be the real contending teams for the playoff spots in the National League.
So you have no faith in the Nationals coming around then?
I don't. I mean, they have a lot of talent on their team, and I think Harper really turns it around in the second half. But I think there's also teams that are more complete and a lot better than they are.
Tell me, did you know, I'm kind of jumping back here a little bit, have you any sense of what kind of offer Milwaukee had for Machado?
Okay, so I don't know exactly the outright offer. I know the Orioles wanted probably one of their top prospects in either Hira or Corbin Burns, and I don't think the Brewers are interested in doing that. But I do know the Brewers made an offer that was good enough that it may have reached ownership level with the Orioles. They were very interested. David Stearns even confirmed that yesterday, saying the team had strong interest.
Hmm.
But I think their offer was pretty good, just not as good as the one the Dodgers or Phillies made.
I'm a little surprised. It seems that they're really, really valuing. I understand Hira, but I was surprised they're really valuing Burns so much. I don't know if maybe with other pitchers they have in the minors that maybe he could have been expendable, but it sounds like they don't want to. He's somewhat untouchable right now, too.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. He's a guy that I've gotten to become pretty familiar with. He's got 4 pitches that are very good. He's developing. He throws in the upper 90s. He's got really good movement on his pitches, and I think the Brewers value him a lot more than most do. And you have to see why before the All-Star break when he was pitching. He looked really good. He looked like the real deal. So I think the Brewers are more inclined to hold on to him, and I think they're going to do so.
Do you think that he stays in the pen? I know they got him at the pen right now because it's kind of interesting. He's following a similar track as Hader. Hader was such a dominant starter. They brought him up as a reliever, and they became so dominant a reliever that they just left him there. Do you think the Burns going to follow that same path?
Yeah, I think he is, although I think he's got a better shot at hitting the rotation than Hader does at this point, just because Hader, as you said, is such a dominating force in the bullpen. But, yeah, I think Corbin Burns is going to eventually be in the rotation. I mean, maybe not this year, but maybe next year. But this year, he's going to end up being in the bullpen, I think.
We can't not, because of where we are located here, not talk a little bit about the White Sox, who are struggling. In fact, our own Paul Arco, my co-host today, is a big White Sox fan. And this is a team that made these great trades to build a humongously highly regarded minor league system. And so far, they're really underperforming. Granted, not all those studs are up yet with the major league team, but this year's team was thought to take a step, and they really haven't. What's your thoughts on the White Sox?
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a red flag that they're struggling this much. I mean, although I think they're going to end up being fine, because with young players, there's usually growing pains. And, I mean, that's been the case this year, maybe more so than you wanted to see. I think they're going to end up being fine in the long run, but I think there's more red flags right now than they really expected, and that's a concern.
And if the talk was, you know, maybe a contender in 2020, is that, do you think, maybe a little too premature now?
No, I would say that's about right, although I'm not as certain when I say that as I once was, but I think 2020 is a realistic timetable.
And as for the Cubs, any other moves you think they might be making? I know they got Chavez last night. Is there any other moves? Because I think that the bullpen, or possibly a starting pitcher, but any moves you think they'll be making down the stretch here?
You know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make a bold prediction with you guys right now. So
okay.
hold on to your hats here. I think they're going to trade for Chris Archer.
Really?
I do. I think Archer is going to be a guy that's traded. I think with the starting pitching market being so weak that some team is going to make an offer to the Rays that will blow them out of the water, and I think that team will be the Cubs.
What do you think they could give up for him?
That I'm not very familiar with the Cubs farm system, so I could not tell you. But I think knowing how Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer work, they're going to have the pieces in order to do so. I think Archer is going to end up being a Cub. But that's just a prediction that's not sourced or anything. I want to go out on the record and say that.
Okay.
There's enough people in baseball that think Archer's going to be traded that I'm listening.
Now you're breaking my heart here, because I'm a Brewer fan, and so I want Milwaukee to get him. They've got the need. He's long-term. He's not a rental, and they've got the minor leaguers to make it happen. It would kill me if, with all that in the Brewers' favor, that the Cubs end up getting him.
That would hurt. I know that would not please a lot of Brewer fans, you included. Yeah, that would be a kick in the you-know-what.
You're right. What about...
Losing out on Machado and then having Archer go to the Cubs, that would not be a good trade deadline.
About the only way to recover from that is to get DeGrom, and I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know if the Mets are going to give him up or not.
No, I would say it's extremely unlikely. Mets people are saying that's not going to happen, so we'll see.
All right. Well, he's Robert Murray of The Athletic with a nice bold, you heard here first, folks, a bold prediction. Chris Archer to the Cubs before this is all said and done. I sure hope you're wrong, Robert, because I don't want to see that as a Milwaukee fan. But thank you so much for taking time to talk with us, and we look forward to talking to you down the road as well.
It sounds good. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.